Track 31, page 58, activity 6, visiting the doctor. Listen to the conversations and fill in the missing information in the chart.
Number 1. Hello, Ms. Shrub.
Good morning, doctor. I wonder if you could explain this rash on my face and arms.
Sit here, please, and let me take a closer look. You do seem to have a rather nasty rash. Well, it's not measles, and it can't be chicken pox because you had that last year.
Well, what do you think is wrong with me, doctor?
It looks like an allergic reaction to something you ate. Have you eaten any nuts or shellfish recently?
Actually, yes. I went to a party last night and did eat a lot of crab and shrimp. Oh, yeah, and we did have nuts in our dessert.
Well, Miss Shrub, I suggest you drink lots of water and eat simple foods for the next few days. Number 2. Come in, please, Ms. Cook. What's the trouble?
I cut myself this morning. Do you think I'll need stitches?
Let me see, please. Oh, yes, that is a deep cut. I think I'll have to put 2 or 3 stitches in here. And I need to give you an injection in case it's infected.
Will it hurt, doctor?
Yes, a little, but it'll be over soon.
Ouch!
Okay, all done. Now don't put that hand in water for 2 days. Number 3.
Good afternoon, Mr. Blair. So, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, doctor, I've had an awful headache and stomachache for about 3 days now.
Have you taken any medicine for them?
Yes, doctor, I took some painkillers, but they don't seem to be working.
Have you been drinking a lot or eating any spicy food?
Just my usual glass of wine in the evening, and I don't eat spicy food.
So, what about work? Are you working normal hours?
Actually, no, doctor. We are working on a new project, and for the last month, I've been working late every night and at the weekends.
Well, I believe your symptoms are caused by stress. Take one of these pills every morning. Try to come home from work at the normal time, and stop working on the weekends. There's more to life than politics, Mr. Blair. Next!
Number 4.
Please come in and take a seat.
Thank you, doctor.
So, Mr. Springfield, what seems to be the trouble?
I've been getting hot and cold flashes, and I think I have a fever.
Well, let me take your temperature and we'll see. Here, just slip this thermometer under your tongue. Let me see now. Oh, yes, you have a fever, all right. You have a temperature of 38 degrees. I'm afraid you have influenza.
Oh, dear. I have some important work to do this week.
Well, I'm sorry, but you'll have to take the rest of the week off. Stay in bed, drink lots of fluids, and take these tablets every 4 hours.
Number 5.
Good morning, Ms. Grace. Please take a seat. So, what's the problem?
Well, doctor, I'm a little worried because I seem to be putting on weight.
Have you changed your diet recently? Or are you eating more than usual?
Actually, no. If anything, I'm eating less. But just look at my stomach.
Yes, it does seem a little large. What about your lifestyle? Has that changed recently?
Well, I did get married 6 months ago.
Ah, I see. Perhaps you're pregnant. I think we'd better do some tests.
Yes, please do. Number 6.
Hello, doctor. I hope you can help me.
Sit down, please, Mr. Howard, and tell me about your problem.
I had an accident, and I've twisted my ankle and hurt my hand.
What kind of accident?
Actually, it's a little embarrassing. I was delivering pizza, and I fell off my motorcycle.
I see. Well, it looks like you've sprained your ankle and dislocated your thumb. Please go with the nurse so we can get your ankle and hand x-rayed. Take some time off work and do these gentle hand exercises.
Thank you, Doctor.